In this video, I'm going to discuss with you why you should say no to Santa Claus. I know that this is a sensitive topic. I myself was raised on Santa Claus, and I know many of you may have already convinced your children of Santa Claus. I want to be clear, I'm not talking about St. Nicholas. I will address him later. I'm talking about the popular Santa Claus. I do feel passionately about this topic, so I might get excited, but I want to make sure that you're aware I'm not attacking you. I'm not judging you. We were all raised on this. This is what we've been taught. And I hope for just a few moments you can put aside your feelings, put aside your current practices, and hear me out and judge this objectively and make changes if necessary. I want to address 5 different aspects of this lie and why it might not be good for your children and even for you. So 1, you're lying to children, innocent children. Why is that important? Because during these early formative years, a child is constantly absorbing truth. They're always asking questions in order to make sense of the world around them. For them, this involves questions about reality. How does the world work? Who can I trust? Children rely on their parents to help them separate reality from fantasy, and the Santa lie is extreme fantasy. When they say, "Well, Mommy, is Santa Claus real?" And you say, "Well, yes, little Johnny, Santa Claus is real." "Well, how does Santa Claus deliver all those presents?" "Well, he has reindeers that fly him across the world." "Where does he get all those presents?" "Well, he's got elves. The elves make it for him." And the lies just go on and on and on. And we convince them to accept this fantasy as a reality despite all of their human reason. And the truth is, they really, really believe it. They accept it as faith. And many conform their lives to this falsehood. Why? Why do they believe that? Because they trust their parents to tell them the truth. Which brings me to 2. You are damaging your trustable authority. So we learn in many different ways. We can observe, we can study, we can go to school, we can read books, we can make all sorts of scientific tests. But much of our learning we accept based on the words of someone whose judgment and integrity we trust. And a child's parent is the most sacred and important trustable source for information. And you, by dragging on this lie for so many years, are damaging that. Your children will one day find out that you're lying to them. They're going to go to school one day, and some other kid is going to be like, "Your mom and dad are lying to you, or Santa Claus isn't real. You believe in Santa Claus? What are you, some baby or something? His elves make those presents. How come on the back of the present it says made in China?" And then they'll feel really dumb, and they'll have defended. They'll go to bat for Santa Claus. But really, who they're fighting for is you. They're fighting for your integrity, for the truth that you have taught them. And all of this just to find out that you lied to them. That will make them less likely to trust you in the future, and it does teach them a bad example about lying. That's one aspect of this. What I really care about more is how this damages their faith and also their belief in Jesus Christ. 3, you are undermining authentic faith in Jesus Christ. If parents can lie so convincingly and over such a long time about Santa, who else can they lie about? Who else do your children accept based on your trustable authority? Well, Jesus Christ. And you might say, "Gabriel, lighten up, dude. You're taking this all too seriously. It's just a game." Yes, it's just a game for you, not for them. They really believe this, and I alluded to this earlier, but for children, this is a theological question. For them, Jesus and Santa Claus exist in the same realm. They ask you, "Is Jesus real?" And you say yes. They ask you, "Is Santa Claus real?" And you say yes. Therefore, by your very own words, they both exist in the same reality. And you might say, "Gabriel, there's historical documents for Jesus." Yeah, I know. I know there are historical documents. I know that there are firsthand witnesses. I know that there's proof that Jesus is real. And we can know this concretely if we study. But as children, your kids accept all of this based on your word. And the truth is, many Catholics don't progress beyond a second grade understanding of their faith, and they don't know any of those researched truths. So much so, when I'm speaking to ex-Catholics or ex-Christians who are now even atheists, they'll say, Jesus is just a myth invented by the Catholic Church. Or they'll say, Jesus is just somebody that Christians invented to make themselves happy, just like Santa Claus. If they can't trust you about Santa Claus, why should they trust you about Jesus? If Santa Claus was just an invention to make them feel good and have fun, Jesus may also be an invention. And you'll say, but Gabriel, I'm a good parent. I plan on teaching my children about the historical proof of Jesus and of the church, etc., etc. Yes, but why should they trust you? You've lied to them for years. And we're all supposed to have faith like little children. And now here we are for fun, as a game, on the occasion of Christ's birth. We're abusing that innocent faith of little children. Which brings me to point number four. Santa Claus has absolutely nothing to do with the solemnity of the birth of Jesus Christ. The birth of Jesus Christ is an extraordinary event. It is a singular event, unlike any other event in human history. What does Santa Claus have to do with this? Absolutely nothing. And you might say to me, because many people have criticized me and saying, Gabriel, you're so ignorant. Don't you know that Santa Claus is Saint Nicholas? Don't you want to honor Saint Nicholas? Yeah, I like Saint Nicholas. My middle name is Nicholas. If you want to celebrate Saint Nicholas, please celebrate Saint Nicholas on his feast day, on December 6th, not on December the 25th. But please, again, don't lie to the children and tell them that the real Saint Nicholas himself has come down from heaven to put chocolate in their shoes. It undermines authentic teaching on the saints, and it undermines your authority as a trustable educator. Saint Nicholas himself was a staunch defender of the divinity and the humanity of Christ. The real Saint Nicholas would not want the birth of Jesus Christ to be overshadowed by a mythological caricature of him. Finally, my last observation. This all seems a bit diabolical. Think about this. The devil is the father of lies. It starts out as a single lie, but it leads to more and more lies to keep it going. It seems so innocent, and it's completely widespread. It's accepted by pagans and the faithful alike. It undermines a child's trust in his parents. It undermines the gift of innocent, childlike faith. It puts Santa Claus and Jesus Christ in the same worldview. All for what? All for a game. Using a saint on the birth of Jesus Christ. Wow, that seems like something that the devil would promote and could get behind. Parents have been given a sacred responsibility from God to love, to guide, to guard, and protect their children, and to raise them in the truth. I know many of you might have already told your children about Santa Claus. I encourage you to tell them the truth. It's better that you come to them and say, look, I made a mistake. I made too big a deal out of Santa Claus. That was just a game that I was playing with you. Please forgive me. And that you promise to find a new Christmas tradition to replace that. You can give gifts. You can decorate your tree. You can have nativities. You can put lights all around the house. You can read from the Bible. You can do Christmas trivia. You can have a birthday cake for Jesus. You can have all of these great holiday traditions. All I'm advocating against is don't tell your children that Santa Claus is real. I promise you can still have fun. You'll have a beautiful, faith-filled Christmas celebration. And on top of that, your children will keep their trust in you. Now, there might be some of you who are watching this and you agree with a lot that I'm saying, but you're afraid for one reason or another. Maybe you have a mother-in-law who you know is going to fight against this because she wants to have it her way. I want to encourage you to be strong. This is your family. This is your household. And I promise that if you take a stand for Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ is going to support you. If you disagree with me 100% on all of this and you've gotten all emotional about everything I've been saying, I ask to please pray the rosary and in your intentions, ask the Blessed Mother for guidance and for clarity if this is something that she does or does not like, and ask her to help you to love her son Jesus Christ more and more. And nothing bad can come from that prayer. So let's go ahead and do our own short prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Blessed Mother, you who loved Jesus Christ more than any other person, you who know more about the significance and the meaning of his birth than any other person, help us to love Jesus more and more every day. Help us to have a greater understanding and love for our faith. And Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you all, and I hope you'll watch more videos right now.